47 minutes after 7 o'clock. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering. On a Tuesday, 18th day. Clouds today, but sunshine the rest of the week. James, through Sunday, 50s.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
All right.
For a Tuesday.
Ready to get the day underway today. Mm-hmm. Yep. On this day, 1307, according to legend, using a bow and arrow, William Tell shot an apple off his son's head.
Oh, yeah.
Would you trust your dad to shoot an apple off your head with a bow and arrow?
I wouldn't trust the Lord Jesus Christ to shoot an apple off my head, to be honest with you.
I always talk about William Tell, but what was his son was the one that took the risk,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, who cares what he did?
Right.
The child is the one with the real cojones in that situation.
Yeah, exactly. 1865, using the pen name, Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens, publishes The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County.
Yes.
Yeah. 1883, the U.S. and Canada adopt standard time zones to avoid confusion across the continent. Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
1902, inspired by Teddy Roosevelt, Morris Michtam invents the teddy bear on his state.
Yeah.
1928, Steamboat Willie, the first Mickey Mouse cartoon, premiered at the Colony Theater in New York.
Now public domain.
Is it?
Yeah, anybody can use it.
Okay.
That's,
It goes
the
after
copyright
a while.
Expired.
Yeah, it goes after a while. 1963, the first phone with push buttons went into service, Pennsylvania.
1963?
Wow. Push button phones. 2011, James, the video game Minecraft.
Yeah, legendary.
Did you play that a lot?
No, I'm not a I don't have the creative mind to be able to play Minecraft. That's a much more... You gotta enjoy doing like Lego stuff.
Oh,
and that's not
okay.
Me.
All right. Okay.
That sort of creativity has not run through my veins.
You know, I had somebody not too long ago say to me, he's like, I learn so much more about James every day. And I go, me too.
Well, there you go.
Learning all about James today. Maybe we should have a Learn About James Day, right?
I don't know.
You don't like that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how interesting I am.
I think
with a lot of the, like, you know, how interesting is me saying I don't play Minecraft?
Okay.
You know?
All right. You like apple cider?
Yeah, I like apple cider.
It's apple cider day today.
There you go. Add that to the list. James, yeah. Things to know about James. He likes
apple
cider.
And it's Mickey Mouse Day, and it's Minnie Mouse's birthday.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Mickey Mouse is... Was Steamboat Willie, right? That's
right. Yeah,
where it came from.
Yep. William Tell Day. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Today. James, here's a study. I don't know why they needed to study this. They say animals can actually fall in love.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Right?
Really? Really?
Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? Hey, last time you were at the movie theater, did you have any popcorn?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
I don't go to the movie theater without having
popcorn. Okay, so did you have a bucket or a bag?
Bag.
Bag, okay, good. Because a bucket, a study found, like who's studying this? Study found that a typical bucket of theater popcorn, 1,000 calories.
That makes sense.
You kind of know that anyway.
Well, and then you eat all of it, and then
you butter it up. And if I'm going to the movie theater, I'm going to have me some good popcorn.
Well, you eat it.
You don't have to eat the whole bucket.
You eat it, but then after when you're done, you're like, wow, I'm still hungry because it's popcorn and there's nothing in it.
So what if it's got 1,000 calories in it? Call it a treat.
Sure. I'm cool with it.
Researchers have extracted, James, RNA. It's like DNA. It's RNA.
Right.
RNA is like, it's got a unique perspective when you compare it to DNA, mm-hmm. Just so you know. RNA captures the cellular activity at the time of death.
The apple cider activity.
The cellular. Not apple cider.
Sounds like you said cider.
Then it captures the cellular activity. Researchers extracted RNA from a woolly mammoth that died 39,000 years ago, marking the oldest ancient RNA ever recovered and more than doubling the previous record. The finding gives sight to the mammoth's health, diet, and behaviors.
Interesting.
Where'd they find it? In the Siberian permafrost.
Yeah.
Of course. They find a lot of those. Cool stuff,
it's
though.
It's literally very cool.
Oh, yeah. It's like basically the skins on this thing.
That's cool. It's interesting.
Yeah. Do you like ramen noodles?
Love ramen noodles.
You wouldn't steal for them, would you?
No.
Yeah, well, a man walked in a convenience store, grabbed an armful of instant ramen noodles, politely stopped, bowed to the cashier, and then bolted away, and then he dropped his wallet. Gee, I guess they found him.
You know, I'm not...
All for ramen noodles.
I'm not the most mad at that person for that. It's ramen. You can make that stuff in your backyard if you wanted to.
So let me ask you this. When you eat ramen noodles, do you leave it all watered down after you heat it all up? Or do you drain the water and just eat the noodles?
No, you gotta have the broth with it.
Well, you mix the broth.
Yeah.
And then I drain the broth.
What?
Yeah.
So you're just eating the ramen without any...
I just eat the noodles. So the broth, you know, you put the broth in there and stir it around, gives it the noodles some flavors. Now, I can't remember the last time I had ramen noodles, but that's what I used to do. I used to drain it.
Now I'm a broth head. Gotta have the broth.
And then just eat the noodles.
The broth is good, though. Broth is delicious.
Boy, did you see this? A 6,000-pound humpback whale washed ashore in Oregon. Still alive. They're trying to figure out how to get it back in the water. Dang.
You gotta pick it up.
Yeah, no kidding. Get that bad boy back in there. Sweden is now using edible road salt. This is interesting. From beet extract and cornstarch that melts ice safely and provides food for wild birds.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I like that.
It's a good idea.
So let me ask you this. This is something I didn't know. Came across this. You know, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mm-hmm.
That jingle the State Farm insurance uses.
Yep.
Do you know who wrote that?
You
know.
No.
Yeah, no. Barry Manilow wrote that jingle for State Farm. He received $500 for it. He's a singer.
Is that the guy from the Bee Gees?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Barry, from the Beach Boys.
Barry BG. Barry Gibb.
Barry Gibb, thank you, yes. He received $500 for that, and he hasn't seen a dime
Barry.
Since.
Yeah, ooh, that's a bad deal
there. Not good
there.
Especially all the things they've been using on that one. State Farm, all over the place.
Get your, you gotta get your royalties for your jingles. If you're writing jingles, ask for the royalties.
Okay, this or that, James, you got to pick two since Thanksgiving's, you know, coming up here. A little over a week. All right, pie for breakfast or stuffing for dessert?
Pie for breakfast. Can it be dessert if you're having something that's not sweet?
I know, I guess. Hot cocoa with marshmallows or spiked cider?
High cocoa and marshmallow. Easy.
I know you that. After Thanksgiving dinner nap or going for a walk?
The nap. Another easy one. What are we joking? Come on.
If it's a nice day, I'm jumping on the bike.
No, there's nothing that hits better than the Thanksgiving nap.
Okay.
It is second to none.
Because I feel bad because I overate.
That's the whole point of the day.
I know. Mashed potatoes or mashed sweet potatoes? I know the answer
potatoes.
To this one. Yeah, me too.
Sweet potatoes are not my cup of tea.
Okay. Now, I'm going to try to guess this on you when it comes to turkey. White meat or dark meat? I'm guessing white.
Yeah. White meat guy. I'm a white meat guy. It's a little drier sometimes.
Okay.
But
what would you say about me?
You're a dark meat person,
yes.
I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had a guess about you, James. Yeah, you were going to go the white meat way.
I'm pretty simple when it comes to that stuff.
Canned cranberry sauce or homemade? Oh, geez.
I mean, homemade. I'm not a big cranberry sauce guy, though.
Okay. Watching a parade on Thanksgiving or watching a football game? Gee. Let me guess.
Let's poll all of America about that question and see how it goes.
Well, there's people that would go with the parade. There's not
over the football. I don't.
There's lots of people that don't like really watch football.
I don't know.
It's all right.
I don't know if they'd rather watch the parade though.
So,
like, when's the last time you watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
All right.
It's also in the morning too, and I'm like, I'm gonna.
You're sleeping in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Flannel shirt or sweatshirt?
Sweatshirt. I don't look good in flannel.
Okay.
It's not my look.
It's not your look?
No.
Doing some flannel?
No.
Okay, James, cabin in the woods or a hotel room in the city? Let me guess.
Yeah. Take a guess.
Let me guess, James. Cabin in the woods or a hotel room in the city? What does America poll?
Hotel room in the city. Yeah, cabin in the woods. I already won. Don't like cabins. Cabins just freak me out in general.
Why?
Just the whole vibe.
You don't like the vibe of a cabin?
No, not for me. Okay. Not for me, Clive. I think it's the, I don't know, exposed wood structure for me is not, I don't feel comfortable in that.
Exposed wood structure.
Yeah.
I spent 5 days in a cabin in Yellowstone Park this summer.
That'll be something that you do that I don't.
James, I love it. I'm going to tell you.
Just who I am.
Yeah, I know. It's who you are. You can't change that, right?
I could change things about me, but that probably won't be one of them.
That's not one of them.
No.
So if I said to you, James, I got a cabin.
Yeah.
You're going.
I'd say, have a good time.
That's what I figured. That's what I figured, James.
I'll be sitting in a hotel room for 5 days.
You didn't even see the finds I had on my hike this weekend either.
Well, see, that's part of the reason one of the reasons I didn't go on the hike. I'm not standing around looking at rocks with you there, Bob. All right? That's the thing for you to do.
James, I love it. All right. James got Swap Shop. Light those phone lines up for him. Next hour, Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, Wyoming source for news. Fox News on the way. Good morning. Have an awesome Tuesday morning, 18th day of November.